That's right. Welcome in. Welcome back, folks, to a Life is Coming at Marcus Freeman Fast edition of the Always Irish Show. As always, hit subscribe on YouTube if you haven't yet. I'd appreciate it very much. Give the video a thumbs up if you approve of the content. Appreciate that as well. Hit notifications. You'll be alerted every time a new Always Irish episode drops. You don't want to miss nothing, do you? Okay. Twitter, search bar Always Irish or at Always Irish Inc. Emails, alwaysirishnd@gmail.com. Audio only, you know you can find me anywhere you want me. Call in line 312-988-15. So this is a topic that's been like on my notepad. I just have a running notepad of ideas that rattle around whatever brain matter I have left that Brian Kelly didn't destroy over the last decade plus. And on my notepad, I literally wrote down, life's coming at Marcus Freeman fast soon. And I was thinking of that as like a concept. And I knew where I wanted to drive it, like down the road in the program. And then some information came out. All Notre Dame people are talking about on Twitter. And it just goes right into this lane. So it's perfect. Pro football focus. Some people claim it's a football Bible. Other people don't even know who they are. Other people know who they are, but take the information with a grain of salt. But a lot of people heavily rely on that publication for a lot of their analytics and rating systems and all that. It's all over Notre Dame Twitter. Pro Football Focus has Notre Dame's win total estimated at 6.6 wins this year. 6.6 wins this year. I can't even wrap my mind around that. 6-6 on the low end, 7-5 on the high end, in between this 6.5. That's Titanic. That's literally playing the violin while the ship goes down. In my wildest, worst nightmare dreams, it doesn't end with Notre Dame 6-6, 7-5. Bottom worst case is 9-3 at the worst. And even then, I'm going to have a mini stroke, not getting to 10 plus wins. All right? But I'm asking myself. Now, there's no doubt that the schedule this year and next year are, in my opinion, vastly more challenging than the last couple of years. But still, when I ask myself, what is the roadmap this year to get Notre Dame down to 7-5, 6-6? The only roadmap I see that being feasible is if 25 important players all tear ACLs. Like, I do not see any scenario with reasonable, respectable health that Notre Dame could go 6-6, 7-5. Like, that would be an absolute disaster. So I was surprised to see it. I don't understand. So here's where this comes full circle as far as life coming at Marcus fast. Think about it, you guys. All spring and summer, it's been a Marcus Freeman love fest. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I've been front and center in furthering that love fest. Quite frankly, what has there been not to like all spring and summer? Terrific recruiting, well-spoken and thought-out interviews, jet-setting all over the country recruiting, giving talks, interviews, being at the draft, love it all, good ambassador for the university. His genuine demeanor turns us all on. We all love it, okay? Hell, even the way the guy dresses we brag about, all right? Everything's been just bouquet after bouquet, and they've been deserved. They've been earned, and they've been deserved so far. But it's almost winning time, folks. It's almost winning time, all right? What I mean by that is, by now, fans and coaches of all these other programs realize the only way to slow down Notre Dame's recruiting under Marcus Freeman is for Notre Dame to have a very, very bad year. That's hard to recruit around. That's hard to work through. Hard to sugarcoat. The angle of, look, this guy's new. He doesn't know what he's doing. Are you sure you want to go play there? All that comes into play. And when I interact with these other fan bases on Twitter, that's what they all say to me. Yeah, Marcus is recruiting great now, but wait till he has a handful of losses. Let's revisit this next year. That's what we need to avoid at all costs. At all costs. Notre Dame does not need to go 12-0 this year to maintain program momentum overall and recruiting momentum. But the train has to stay on the tracks. It has to stay on the reasonable tracks. 6.5 wins is outrageous for the natural talent level on this roster. I am not saying it's a playoff game winning roster right now, but there's a big drop off from that to 6-6, 7-5. I just think Notre Dame's talent level and the defense alone, forget the offense. The defense alone with reasonable help is going to prevent 7-5, 6-6, even 8-4, in my opinion. But the point of all this is Marcus has got a target on his back. Notre Dame's got a new target on its back. Everybody's noticing the increase in talent being recruited by Notre Dame, and that makes you more of a target. People want us to fail. They're looking for reason to doubt Marcus, put those seeds of doubt in these recruits so they don't pick Notre Dame. Okay? That's their only hope. They've already seen that in year one, Marcus is going to have a higher recruited ranking class year one than Brian Kelly ever was able to do in 12 years at Notre Dame. That has people on edge that don't like Notre Dame. And the only surefire way to knock that down and cool it off is for Pro Football Focus to be right. To be right. It's a lot of pressure. It's a lot of pressure on Marcus. All right? It just is. And I know how this is going to go. Even from our own fan base. Let's just say Ohio State doesn't go well. We drop another game somewhere down the road to a team we have more talent than we shouldn't lose to. It's all going to come out. See, there it is, John. Good recruiter, good talker, doesn't know how to be a head coach. Year one, new staff, new quarterback, learning how to be a head coach. No one's going to care about those excuses. My favorite excuse is he's dealing with Brian Kelly's roster that was ineffectively recruited. And that problem, even though the architect of that problem's gone, we're still dealing with the remnants of that issue. And that's a roster that's woefully inadequate to compete elitely in multiple areas. And that's a Brian Kelly problem. That's now our problem. And it's now Marcus's problem. Till he has a few recruiting cycles to dig out of all the Brian Kelly-ness that is on the roster now. So, all I'm saying is, it's been all a bed of roses right now. Winning time is near. And all these people are looking for is a crack in the armor and an opportunity to jump in there and say, see, this proves it. Good recruiter, never going to be a good head coach. Notre Dame doesn't have to be perfect, but the train has to stay on the tracks this year to keep this momentum going on the recruiting trail. All right. But 6.6 wins is an abomination. The only way I see that happening is 20 guys getting hurt. I can't logically get myself to this roster being 7-5, 6-6, other than 20 guys being hurt at key positions. So I don't like seeing that, but just know there's a big target now, a way bigger target on Notre Dame than when Kelly was there. Smart people were looking at Kelly's recruiting going, yeah, we know what this is. He's going to beat teams with more talent, play the elites, not be able to hang. Now that people are seeing the talent is going to change that narrative, the pitchforks are out, okay? In a way, they didn't have to come out for Kelly because he was never going to recruit well enough to have to worry about it on the elite end. This is different. So the target on you is different. So life's coming at Marcus fast, and it is quickly becoming winning time. The good news is I think he'll be ready for it. Have a good one.